from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To the hotline, welcome in our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, who's
got
his on deck
show
tonight.
Big time, man. She was really trying to talk to him.
I mean, I'm mid-sentence, have to do a radio show. I can't just stop and have conversations while we're on the air. Cody was about ready not to was not going to help. So
I was catching up with some people.
Yeah.
I'm a man of people, Vern.
The show goes on, man. The show still goes on.
Well, neither one of you looked like a man of the people sitting in those fancy-ass seats yesterday.
Those were great, Vern.
Those
seats
were pretty nice.
Oh, my goodness. The people down there were super nice, too. We had a great night. And it is.
I'd be nice too if I was filthy rich.
It's the life, you know. Nice little beef tenderloin, all you can eat, all you can drink, just right there, you know.
Wow, man.
You know, Denny Matthews eats down there, Vern. Have you considered trying to get down there?
Yeah, Vern. Why aren't you eating down there? You've been around the club enough.
Yeah, I'm basically Denny Matthews. No, I mean Denny. No, Denny goes wherever he wants and does whatever he wants because he's earned it. Think about the seasons he has trudged through. Yeah, no, Denny can go and do whatever he needs. Just give me a salad bar. Let me do what I want to that salad bar and eat all the hot dogs I want, and I'm straight.
I get it. All right, where are we at with this team right now, Vern? We know the losing streak, 7 games. It's rough to watch them. This offense in particular has just been abysmal. We know the wild card race hasn't changed all that much, though. So where are you at, and where would you say fans should be at this
point? Well, listen, man. 2 days ago, when Vinny went down, and when there was a thought that maybe Urseg was done as well, I was prepared to cancel Christmas. And as we continued to watch this team lose, it had me concerned, no doubt about it. But you know, my mantra since Vinny went down in that disastrous night in Houston, my mantra has been just hold on. I don't need you to play well. I don't need you to win the division. I just want you to hold on, even if you don't, right? If the Royals fall short of the postseason, nobody's going to look back on 2024 with any disappointment. No, we're going to remember it fondly as the year that hopefully rekindled a lot of people's love for baseball in Kansas City. But just hold on, and they've done just that. Now, they haven't actually done anything to hold on, right. But Rafi Devers and Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox sure are doing all they can to keep this ball club propped up as they've lost 9 of 13 in the Riptide. They've been outscored by 25 runs in the first 13 games, and yet Boston has gained, during the 7-game losing streak, Boston has gained 2 games on the Royals. So, you know, I opened up the postgame show yesterday wondering, is it all good? Because while it doesn't feel all good watching this offense average 2 runs a game since Vinny went down, the standings with 22 to play, up 4.5 on Boston and Detroit, it certainly feels as if it's all good. It's strange to say, but if Boston's not going to play better, you're buying time for someone in that Royals lineup to find confidence and turn this thing around.
I think their problem, Vernon, I actually think Detroit's the bigger threat now than Boston, because Detroit can still take care of their own business against the Royals coming up in a week and a half or so. But the reason why I feel like at this point that it's a problem for them is, like, these teams, like Boston and Detroit, are essentially desperately praying that the Royals never accidentally win 3 games in a row. or win the series against the Tigers. Because if they accidentally slip into three games in a row and then it's 19 games remaining, well, then there won't be any time left to catch up on there if you lose a single game yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the Royals, of all the teams that are in the fight, I mean, unless you consider Tampa still in the fight, but the Royals have the toughest schedule in the American League remaining of the teams that are in the American League postseason push. You have Seth Lugo on the hill, and really, you know, with Matt Quatrero likely returning tonight, you know, the message needs to be, guys, I don't need anybody to carry us for the final 22 games. I just need you to help me win one game. You know, Yuli Gurriel and the rest of the geriatrics that they just brought in, I just need you to help me win one game. You know, give me one play, one at-bat. Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, I don't need you to replace Vinny Pasquantino. Just help me win one game. I mean, how many is it going to take of these final 22 for the Royals to reach the postseason? Can they go 12-10, knowing that you still have another seven games in the riptide, the three with Detroit, three against an Atlanta team that is likely going to be fighting for their lives? And I don't know if anyone would be excited about facing Chris Sale, Reynaldo Lopez, and Max Fried down the stretch. So the Royals have a very difficult schedule, but, you know, like you guys talked about yesterday, Boston's isn't easy down the stretch. Yes, Detroit has their hacks at Kansas City. I'm just not a believer. I just don't think Detroit's as talented as Boston. But you know what? Anything can happen in a three-game series. Anything can happen in baseball. But, you know, I certainly wouldn't say that I feel good. I wouldn't say that I feel confident heading into these final 22. But I know they're saying the same thing in Boston. They're saying the same thing in Detroit. So, thankfully, the Royals are the team with that four-and-a-half-game cushion.
Do you get a sense that Bobby Wood Jr. is pressing? I feel like he's trying to save the offense with every at-bat right now, which is not something I've seen out of Bobby Wood Jr. at any point during his major league career. It really feels like he feels the weight on his shoulders to make sure this team still gets where they want to go.
No, I haven't sensed that really at all. I think they're being a lot more careful with Bobby Wood Jr. You know, yesterday he's on base three times. He hits a pair of ropes. Day before that, they work around him in the first inning and never really gave him anything to hit back on Monday. You know, by my count, he had two pitches to hit in his four trips to the dish. He homered back on Sunday, homered again back on Saturday. You know, the story with Bobby Witt Jr. is, unless the other manager's an idiot, you don't give Bobby Witt Jr. anything to hit. I mean, you know,
that's fair. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, unless Salvi, and this is why I think Salvi,
especially
needs
with
to be
the lineup right now. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I think Salvi needs to be in the three spot. But you look at the seven-game losing streak. The Royals are 3-for-37 with runners in scoring position. Bobby and Salvi are a combined 0-for-4. That's it. Four opportunities with runners in scoring position over the course of the past seven games. So the rest of the team hitting .182 with runners in scoring position. This is a, you know, this has never been a murderer's row lineup. This has been the big three in the middle, and then everyone else just play your part. Allow the scoreboard to dictate your approach at the dish. You remove one of those big three bats, one of the top 15 run producers in big spots, one of the top 20 clutch hitters in the sport. You remove him from the lineup, and yeah, this 1-9 is suddenly, I don't want to say easy because you have an MVP and a future Hall of Famer in the lineup, but it's a lot easier to maneuver your way through, especially when you're a good starting pitcher. And that's what the Royals are going to face in Atlanta, against Minnesota, against the New York Yankees, again tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. And then if you make it to the postseason, you know, I hear Paul Hoover and the coaching staff talk about, and J.J. Piccolo mentions, oh, we're facing so many good pitchers. That's what it takes to get into the postseason. I know Bobby can hit good pitching. I know Salvi can as well. Someone else needs to prove that they can too.
We're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Fernier, here on 96.5 The Fan. Of course, his on-deck show tonight at 5:30. We saw today Hunter Renfroe is going to begin a rehab assignment down in Double-A. Do you have any sense from people you've talked to? Are they hoping this is pretty quick? Like, could he be back Saturday? And if he is, you look at his numbers, boy, oh, boy, it seems like they could use that bat quite a bit at this point.
Yeah, and how about the spot he's going to find himself in? I think he could be back as early as Friday. He could be there for the opener against the Minnesota Twins. But, man, it's And I had someone call up the postgame show last night and say, you know, they why not bring up Jack Caglione, you know?
He's hitting like two. Well, he's not hitting well down in April or whatever.
Anyway. He's had a nice week, but yeah, and he's 21. Do you really want to say, hey, kid, the entire city is expecting you to turn the offense around in September? That's just not
fair.
That
puts a lot of pressure on him.
That's what they are going to do to Hunter Renfrow, right? I mean, Renfrow returns, and he immediately, in my opinion, needs to become the cleanup hitter. I don't know. Maybe that's not wise to stack four straight righties, but I know Salvi and Bobby are my two best hitters, so I need them coming to the dish. Tommy Pham's done nothing but hit ropes since he's joined this Royals lineup. And, you know, of everyone else, Hunter Renfrow's the best hitter. You know, for as good as MJ has been again here in the second half of the season, MJ was one of the top 20 hitters in baseball in the month of August. Even with that, you know, big punch out yesterday in a huge spot. MJ, Massey, a lot of these guys, as you know, going through this for the first time in their careers, and we've talked about how every game is the biggest game of their life. That's not the case for Hunter Renfrow when he returns. So, yeah, get him back, and boy, it's a heap of pressure immediately on his shoulders to help turn this offense around quickly.
Vern, what do you think's going on with Lucas Hursek? Just like a He had a couple of rough outings. I didn't think he looked sharp before the injury. Obviously, yesterday I could just chalk up to hadn't pitched in a week, maybe didn't have it. But are there real concerns with him?
No. He's been available since Sunday. They just haven't had a lead, or they were saving him for the next day in case they did get a lead. So, yeah, that was – I would have let him finish off that eighth inning, to be quite honest with you. I didn't quite understand that decision to pull him, to allow James MacArthur to face the nine hitter, and you know, MacArthur doesn't get the job done. No concern with Lucas Hursek, because what's the alternative? I mean, he's all you have out there right now in the bullpen, and he too going through a playoff push for the first time in his career. You guys mentioned it earlier. You know, we talk understandably so much about Vinny Pasquantino because that is the biggest loss, but Hunter Renfrow, Hunter Harvey, Michael Lorenzen, Hursek was out for a few days. The reinforcements that this team brought in at the trade deadline outside of Paul DeJong have all found themselves on the IL or found themselves on the shelf for an extended period of time. And, you know, some of the bats that you were banking on down the stretch have, in Hunter Renfrow's case, also found their way to the IL. So there really isn't a unit outside of this rotation right now where you feel confident going to the ballpark. And right now, to me, that's the biggest issue with this team. For the first 4 months of the year, guys like Massey and MJ, Mikel and Izzy could drive to the ballpark thinking, hey, the guy on the hill is going to dominate today. If I can just play my part, we're going to walk away with the victory. It was a different confidence, right, having an elite starting rotation. Now, I think the drive to the ballpark isn't so much about how great our starting pitching is. It's what can I do to pick the offense up? What can I do to turn it around? And when you're starting to try and do something different, that's when skids happen. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now from this offense.
Vern's on Deck show tonight, 5:30, right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan, Seth Lugo on the bump. Vern, we'll check in next week. And boy, oh boy, I hope things have turned around by then.
Hold on tight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Boys. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.